This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, March 6. Moses' humility. Our passage comes from Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses?" they asked. "Hasn't he also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you." So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, "Listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease, and he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, heal her." The Lord replied to Moses, "If her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran. Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses. Why did they do that? They criticized their brother because Moses' wife was not an Israelite. Moses had grown up in the king's palace in Egypt, but he had run away and lived in Midian for many years before God called him to lead his people out of Egypt. And in Midian, Moses had married the daughter of a sheepherder who had taken him into his household. But there was more. Aaron and Miriam seemed to be jealous that God had chosen Moses to be the main speaker of God's will and his law to the people. What a searing pain Moses must have had in his heart when his family members criticized him. That must have been heartbreaking. But Moses didn't speak out. He remained humble, despite the accusations, and God dealt with the matter. There may come a time when we're criticized and treated unfairly. What should we do then? We should look to God. Persevere, and know that God will take care of things. God will deal justly with people who do wrong. God will make things right. Just as Moses prayed for people who had done wrong, just as Jesus prayed for those who crucified him, we too can pray for people who mistreat us. Pray with me. Loving God, even when our friends and family members mistreat us or even persecute us, help us to persevere and wait for you to set things right. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.